Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. It's Monday, May 12th, 2025, and we've got a roundup of the major industry stories shaping your world of insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm your host, Paige Estratore. We kick off today's update with heightened calls for swift reforms in the financial advice sector. Advocacy further intensifies amidst rising compensation levies and looming issues such as advisor classifications. Sector participants' associations urge the government to enhance access to affordable financial advice, with implications stretching to areas like superannuation. As Stephen Jones approaches retirement, stakeholders keenly anticipate collaboration with the Albanese government to finalize reforms critical to the integrity of superannuation. Meanwhile, in superannuation news, the levy on these funds imposed by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has alarmingly surged 147% in the past decade. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia calls for transparency on fund allocations, later indicating that fees on member administration are fueling the levy, and it is projected to cost MySuper members about $6 per account in the 2025-26 financial year. The Productivity Commission warns that this might obstruct market competition and innovation, undermining financial sector efficiency. In property news, investors are increasingly exploring commercial real estate debt as a viable income opportunity. Providing a means to diversify portfolios, these funds offer annual returns over 8%, mostly independent of stocks and bonds. Despite banks scaling down their funding in this sphere, private debt managers capitalize on a robust transaction pipeline from major cities. EY research shows commercial real estate lending reached $76 billion in 2023, a critical part of Australia's $188 billion private debt market. Potential investors are urged to carefully evaluate the manager's experience and credit qualification. Finally, significant reforms are proposed in the insurance industry. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee highlights the need for increased protection for small business clients, advocating for equal standing with retail clients in remuneration disclosures. Stricter timelines are recommended for insurance claims and policy renewal notifications to boost industry transparency and customer trust. Further, the committee suggests best practice, such as named reporting to fathom compliance levels and peer performances, with a draft report eagerly awaited in the coming month. And that concludes our financial services news wrap for today. For more on these topics, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, it's your money. Make it work for you. I'm Paige Estratore. Till next time, Australia.